Do you want to be equipped to expose the distortion of basic biblical truth in the popular media today? And you, as a Christian young person or youth leader or parent, if you're concerned about how to prevent your Christian family from being led astray by the Pied Piper of secularism, this is something that you won't want to miss. This special one-day event is designed to inform and equip alert parents and leaders to change the trend that is literally captivating and ensnaring the next generation of children who would otherwise be learning to fully follow Christ so they can expose the fallacies of the secular world. Now, I want you to see the details at our website, reclaimyourlegacy.com/Genesis Legacy. Mark it down. Just go to our website, reclaimyourlegacy.com/Genesis Legacy, and share the event with your friends on Facebook. You'll find the link there, and you can just go to Facebook and just look up Genesis Legacy or Reclaim Your Legacy. You'll be able to find it. The so-called millennial generation and others are being overwhelmingly deceived by high-sounding ideologues of secularism. It's no secret that the world of news media and the big government business of education has the whole society subjected to their indoctrination. They even have many esteemed church leaders charmed into thinking that they can't defend the Bible with intellectual honesty. Well, with God's help, this alarming situation can and will change, but only when fearless champions of God's inerrant word take seriously the challenge to renew their minds by testing the vain imaginations of those who willfully ignore the knowledge of God that the Creator has made evident for all of us to see. What do students learn when they patiently test all things? What do they see when they investigatively speak to the earth? What do they discover when they deliberately ask the beasts of the world? What amazing insights are gained when they inquire of the former age about the world that then existed before the flood? I've just mentioned several different short phrases from various scriptures in the Bible that we will be looking at together at this event. It's at the El Dorado County Fairgrounds in Placerville on October 6th, all day, sessions morning, afternoon, and evening. A few weeks ago, a surprising event happened. Being a fairly energetic person, I never imagined that this would happen to me at the young age of 71. I was awakened at 4 in the morning with what later proved to be a heart attack. When I finally got to the hospital after all the technology available was used to examine me, it was apparent that I had close to a 99% plaque blockage in the widowmaker artery that supplies oxygen to 2/3 of the heart muscle. A painless and fairly non-invasive microscopic process was used to expand the blocked artery and insert a stent to allow life-giving blood to flow freely to all the heart. Apparently, little damage was done, other than slightly higher than normal blood pressure that's being monitored with exercise and medication. The prognosis looks pretty good. But I'm reminded anew that every day of life is a gift from God. 4 decades ago, the Lord impressed me with the invitation of Psalm 66. That's right, 40 years ago. In Psalm 66, it says, "Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his deeds for the children of men." I've spent more than half my life dedicated to sharing the wonderful works of God. I've been honestly perplexed by why more Christian leaders don't take the command in Psalm 145 more seriously, where it says, "One generation shall praise thy works to another and declare thy mighty acts." What an invitation to partner with the Lord of all creation to lead young learners in discovering God's awesome demonstration of his power in the world around us. And now, I'm re-energized like never before in my own spirit to join the psalmist's prayer in Psalm 71, where it says, "O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come." So I want to ask you, who's listening to me right now, will you join me in this challenging venture? Let's take advantage of this opportunity to bring our children and grandchildren, God's lambs, to discover awesome works. If you haven't shown your family yet Wait until you see the compelling evidence that the animals that God calls the chief of the ways of God actually were created right alongside with our grandfather Adam on this earth about 6,000 historical years ago. Some of the descendants of those behemoths that we call dinosaurs actually survived the world-covering deluge of Noah's time, and Jesus staked his reputation on it. And it's only because we've been blinded by traditional philosophies of vain deceit that our generation has been led astray by secular Pied Pipers who are alienated from the life of God and darkened in their understanding, like it says in Ephesians 4:18. True, forensic scientific research actually affirms the Bible and refutes the make-believe stories of evolutionary naturalism. Our first morning session on October the 6th in the county fairgrounds in Placerville will showcase vivid evidences that dinosaurs and mankind walked this earth at the same time. It's time to reclaim God's created giants of the animal world, to glorify the Creator, and stop letting our young ones think that they are the mascot of godless evolution. Now, the two afternoon sessions will have a little help from two of my expert friends, Bruce Malone and Dan Biddle. They're going to join me via video to dismantle popular secular myths about origins and unpack some of the vivid visual evidences for Genesis, creation, and the worldwide deluge. In our first presentation, we'll explore some of the remarkably effective connections for true seekers of truth. Showcasing highlights from my soon-to-be-released new book, we'll break down for young learners a few of the 7 persuasive keys to the awesome works of God. You won't want to miss this. And then before dinner, we'll look at some of the awesome evidences that are hardly even seen in schools or museums, testifying to the miraculous creation and the overwhelming great flood of Noah's time. After supper, we'll do just what the ancient writer of Job invites us all to do. Speak to the earth and let it teach thee. What do fossils and ancient artifacts actually uncover about God's awesome works? And then we'll see a special bonus from Del Tackett, The Truth Project. We'll witness a premiere showing of his new documentary movie, Is Genesis History? So be sure to visit our event page at reclaimyourlegacy.com/Genesis Legacy and check out our Facebook page at Reclaiming Your Legacy Radio Show. And be sure to let me know when you attend that you heard about it here on KFIA. I look forward to meeting with you then and sharing during our Q&A times after each of the sessions on October the 6th. This is going to be a very special time. It may be the last opportunity we have to do something like this, and that's why I really want to see you there. If you can at all make it, put it on your calendar, and we'll look forward to seeing you then. This is Dennis Peterson signing off again. I'll look forward to being with you next time on Reclaiming Your Legacy.